Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse with Farm Bureau. In the last monthly meeting of the State Ag Development Board, Executive Director Warren Beeler says they renewed major allocations of state funds for statewide projects. For example, just over $1.5 million was approved for the Kentucky Proud program.
We say 70 or 80% of the people in Kentucky recognize that brand, then we've done a really nice job. And I mean, what we've seen in terms of just take farmers markets are up to 160 farmers markets in 111 counties or something like that. We've gone from 12 since I arrived in Frankfort 20 years ago. We went from 12 USDA processing plants to 20-something, 25, 26. So this Kentucky Proud thing has been a big success.
Some $700,000 was approved for the Kentucky Center for Ag and Rural Development, which Beeler notes helps ag entrepreneurs with business plans, grant applications, and with some objective advice about whether new ventures will actually have a chance for success.
K-Card has the ability to go in and say this will work or this won't work. And so it's been terrific. And we've seen tremendous. I sit on the K-Card board and we met just Monday, and it's just amazing what they've got going on, how many projects and how much good they're doing day after day, and got great people.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
I'm that guy, the one who never finished high school, worked for a company that shut down. That guy who felt lost. Then I started free adult education classes. Saw an opportunity. Forget minimum wage. How about maximum wage? And now I'm that guy.
Text my job to 74700 for free Kentucky adult education skills U classes.
The more you learn, the more you earn.
Brought to you by this station and the KBA.
The Kentucky Ag Development Board a few years ago streamlined the application for county ag development committees to apply for funds. One change was development of CAPE, the County Ag Investment Program, which somewhat standardized local program eligibility and requirements. Warren Beeler says the state board has just made some significant new upgrades on CAPE.
The one thing we really work at every day here is how do we make this money new again? How do we do anything new with somebody we've been doing stuff with, or anything with somebody new? And what do we need to be cost sharing? And so we added three pages of items to our county program that we feel like will kind of give people a new look in terms of what they might cost share and how you can help farmers help themselves.
Beeler encourages County Ag Development Committee members and farmers to take a look at the new items to check out new available programs and requirements for application. Their website, agpolicy.ky.gov. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.